He is the cup that transformation comes in. We are after a presence that changes everything. We want to make this city and this region famous for the presence of the Lord. We want to see worship that redefines
how people think of the Bible Belt.
If we want to reach this region in our area, you know, in this world, whatever, we as a church have got to come together. And it's not just one church that's going to do it. It's going to take us all.
We have a calling that we will change the atmosphere, that we will come against things.
He wants his kingdom to be overlaid in such a powerful way that crime drops, that sickness goes away, and even economically, this whole area can explode in the favor and the presence of God. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, what am I doing to attract the kingdom of heaven? What am I doing that positions me to have something flow through me that transforms the earth around me?
It's to create a path, a clear path for God to come in today, to break through all of that stuff that's been on you all week, to break through all that depression, to break through all that sickness.
What he did on the cross was he provided everything that we need to transform this world. You know, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Let me tell you what, it's not finished for us.
It's just starting.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I am your host, and I am joined by my co-host today. Who are you?
The most elegant and illustrious wifey.
Ooh, illustrious. Man, I don't even know what that word means.
Yeah, I think that was like in Anne of Green Gables or something.
Oh, speaking of Anne of Green Gables, we've had a tragic thing happen there, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. The actor that played Gilbert Blythe, Jonathan Crombie, passed away.
Yeah, he was really young, too.
48.
Yeah.
And a lot of young women my age and a hair older went into mourning.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
I don't really want to talk about him on the podcast. It's weird.
All right, well, let's switch gears. I tweeted something today that you and I were just kind of talking about. If you're not on Twitter, you can follow at Heaven's Invasion. But this is kind of, I had some things going through my mind. Like when I'm in church, some people surf Facebook or whatever. I post stuff on Twitter. Like that's my notebook, you know? I don't
care. You don't post random stuff like, "I wish I could eat a cheeseburger right now." You post like...
I'm not saying that hasn't happened, but as a rule, okay. Maybe not. But so I had this thought. In the presence are all of the dreams and plans that God has for the earth. Carrying his presence brings the potential to change everything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're just kind of talking about what we could talk about on this podcast episode. And I mentioned that tweet, and then you started just saying some really great stuff. Why don't you try to say some really great stuff about it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, could you just say some really great stuff right now? That's awesome.
Sure.
Well, I think that that's true. And I think that I have personally been on a little bit of a journey lately of trying to not be so dualistic in my thinking. You know, the secular versus sacred, or I have a ministry that I do, which is separate from my, you know, fleshly menial life type job, you know, things like that. And, I think that that's a really wrong idea. I don't know where that came from. I think a lot of Christians think that way, but I think that there's a better way, which is just that everything in my entire life is sacred and should flow out of the Holy Spirit and should be a part of the kingdom of God.
Right.
So I was just thinking about the fact that in the presence of God is where we find solutions. And I think that I just want to challenge people to think outside of church ministry and think of your city. I mean, where we're going to find creative solutions for our city's needs, whether they be, I don't know, city ordinances or waste management or the water utility systems or housing. All of these different needs are really a part of the kingdom of God, and the people of God should be coming up with heaven-sent solutions for those things in the presence of God. Like, God should be giving us solutions for all of the problems that our city and our area face, because those things are not less than because they're not necessarily spiritual or churchy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, think about education reform and or how to deal with, I don't know, all these kids who have ADHD or children who are on the autism spectrum or other creative, you know, different science solutions for medical problems. Like, all of those things are hidden in the presence of God. Oh, wow. They're like treasures that his people need to be seeking out and searching out. But instead, we have a tendency to leave all of that up to what we would quote call the world.
Yep.
And I think it would just be so really awesome if, you know, somebody in the presence of God comes up with a massively creative solution that's economically sound, mm-hmm. that has a broad benefit and, you know, cures something or solves something.
Yeah.
And I think it's totally possible, but not if you have a dualistic mentality.
Right, right. Well, we're getting into a complete mind shift here because, you know, the prevailing mentality of a lot of people is in churches and ministries and, you know, just normal people that go to church every Sunday is, you know, get people saved so they can go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is it's really not in the Bible like that.
Yeah.
So the cross, you know, it's important to understand the cross. It actually was the redemption of all things back to God himself. So we're not talking about a way of escape for everyone on the earth that when they die, they can go to heaven. It is that. And in fact, our final destination is not heaven. It's heaven coming to earth.
Woo-hoo.
So yeah, a little newsreel there for you. We're going to be living on this earth for eternity, and God's kingdom plan is for heaven and earth to become one.
Yeah.
And we are walking examples of that. I mean, Jesus did that. You know, when we think of Jesus, he was the Word of God. He is perfect theology.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus went around, the Bible says, doing good and healing all those that were oppressed with the devil. And so we can qualify kingdom activity as inspired by the Spirit of God to solve problems.
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
Yeah, and I mean, what's your deal? What's your passion? It doesn't have to be a massive scale. Like, you know, I'm not a doctor or I'm not a scientist. I'm not an engineer. I'm not going to build a bridge or solve a huge problem. Well, so what if your job is that you do hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if you need a creative solution for a better way to do it?
Yeah.
You know? All of that is kingdom of God stuff. It is everyday life stuff. It's big stuff, and it's everyday life stuff.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we mentioned the cross there. I mean, when we say the phrase is redeeming all things back to himself, of course we're talking people.
Yeah.
Okay, of course we mean, you know, we're not coming up with some weird doctrine here, but we're talking about people becoming transformed into a new uh-huh. person. You know, we call that being born again. A lot of people call it whatever, but you know, we're talking about more than that. We're talking about God bringing all things back into purpose for his kingdom. So
yeah.
We're talking about the arts. We're talking about music. Uh-huh. We're talking about economies, education.
Yeah.
All these things. You know, we read in the New Testament this phrase, to make disciples of all nations. I mean, can you imagine discipling a nation and saying, well, we're only going to teach you how to get people saved?
Yeah, that's silly.
That doesn't sound like, you know, I want to, what about all these other areas like my economy and poverty mm-hmm.
yeah.
and all these other areas? I truly believe, like what you said, that we carry the answer to every problem and dilemma in this earth through the presence of God.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it should affect every area. I mean, there's creative solutions for all of our environmental problems. In the presence of God, there's solutions for resources and energy and, you know, all of that stuff. It's in the presence of God.
Yeah. So what's left to do? You got to get in his presence.
You have to get in his presence. Yeah.
Coming up on May 1st and 2nd is the next Unite Worship Gathering. This gathering will be held at the Civic Center in Neosho, Missouri. The Civic Center is one block off the square. Its address is 109 West Main Street. And you can go to uniteworshipgatherings.com for more information. Unite Worship Gathering is a 24-hour regional worship event devoted to an extended period of vertical worship and building community. We're going to have an ongoing potluck to encourage fellowship and connection, so bring some food to share. On this week's podcast, we have a conversation with Justin Belt. Justin is a Joplin area creative, a worshiper. He has an amazing heart and some big dreams for the future. Enjoy our conversation with Justin as we talk about changing the world. Go figure. If you enjoyed this podcast, share it with your friends and give us a like and a review on iTunes. As always, thanks for listening and enjoy my conversation with Justin Belt.
Fueling leaders of heaven's invasion.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in.
Come rushing in. Hey, Justin, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, man.
So, for the sake of people who don't know you or haven't met you yet, why don't you give us a little backstory, tell us who you are and how you ended up in Joplin, Missouri, or actually you live in Webb City, but it's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, grew up in a traditional Baptist church, sang in the choir, they sang in the adult choir from the time I was like 10 years old. On up.
Oh, sweet. Man, you must have some pipes in there somewhere, huh?
Somewhere.
I haven't heard those yet.
That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me. But yeah, we moved here about almost 8 years ago. We were in a church and we knew that God was calling us to something different because even our music tastes started to change. We started moving away from, you know, the gospel centric and we became
really.
Yeah, we really started moving towards the Hillsong stuff. I remember our first Hillsong album was God He Reigns. And when listened to it, it just completely blew our minds. I mean, the simplicity of it compared with the very production and vocal heavy gospel style. And then you have Hillsong that's like a simple message, simple harmonies, simple orchestration. But it just, I mean, if you could ring it out, it would just drip the presence of God.
And that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, it blew my mind because I'd never really encountered that. And my wife and I, we connected so much with that because that's just, I think that's what God was beginning to craft in us.
Yeah.
And so we moved up here at the time I was working in human resources. And we got hooked up with Destiny Churches. I went there one Sunday for service, and as soon as the music started that morning, I knew that was home. God said, this is where I want That's you to awesome. Plant. And we were there for probably a month before we were asked to be on the worship team. And from there, I mean, we've served on the worship team since, every Sunday, almost every Sunday since. Yeah, and it's amazing. It's just... Because in Mississippi, I thought I knew what worship was. But there's kind of an atmosphere of what I can do better than you.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I can run up and down the scale better than you.
Oh,
or
sure.
I can dress better than you. Or, but here, I don't feel so much that competition. It's just, let's just get together, let's prepare, and let's just worship God.
Right.
That's it. And I mean, my heart just really connects with that because, I mean, when it comes down to it, I just want to worship God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got some worship going in the background. Tell us what's happening.
Well, our young adult ministry, Gap 412, pastors TJ and Courtney Williams have taken that over about 2 years ago, and they've done some really great things. What's going on now is they're having the preparations for their worship night. And, Terrence Scott and his group Anthems Music from Joplin Family.
Right.
They're actually over here doing a sound check, and they're going to be leading worship over here tonight in preparation for their live album recording. Yeah.
They sound fantastic.
Yeah, they do.
So go ahead and give a plug for that, because I wanted to make sure everybody hears about that, the live recording.
Well, their Anthems Music, their live recording is going to be Saturday, May 2nd at East Middle School. I don't want to lie about the time. I think it's 7, but I'm not for sure. But man, I don't know Terrence personally.
Uh-huh.
All I know is, you know, kind of what TJ has talked about him, how TJ has talked about him. But I could just tell that God has so much of a hand on his life. I've seen clips of some of his music on Facebook, and he writes the kind of music that, though you've never heard it before, it connects and it pulls you in like you've been singing it all your life.
Yeah.
So I know their recording is going to be crazy. It's going to be amazing. And anybody who's out there listening, I would encourage you to get more information. Go. It's free.
Yeah.
So I can't think of a better way going to listen to somebody who's local, you know, speak what God is doing locally.
Yeah.
In this area.
Yeah. It's super exciting.
Yeah.
Super exciting. Well, you and I were talking a minute ago about some of your experiences recently that have kind of just satisfied you a little bit in a way. You said, you know, you've been seeking for some of these things, like we talked about the worship gathering, the songwriting. Why don't you just share your heart about how those things are kind of stirring you or how they've impacted you?
Okay. To a degree, I've always been a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I write a lot. I journal. I write poetry and stuff.
Oh, sweet.
But when I started writing music, it used to come to me just by really the notebooks full. My wife could attest to that. But I got frustrated because I had no place to perform it or, you know, no one who was interested in actually creating music, but rather just, this sounds bad, but just regurgitating what everybody else is doing in the area at that time. And I mean, that's always bothered me. And so I quit writing music altogether. Wow. I quit. But that creative yearning, and I love that God is just so creative. Creativity is just really at his heart.
Right.
And it manifests itself differently. And in me, it manifests itself by just wanting to write music of my experience with him that, I mean, I feel like can touch somebody else's life. It may not touch everybody's life, but there's one person. I know that there's that one person out there who could use what my experience with God has been.
Yeah.
And so I remember praying. I was at school because I teach, and I was at school that morning getting ready for the day. And I was like, God, the creative aspect of you through me is missing. I know I didn't use it. I got frustrated because I didn't have an outlet for it. And I still don't have an outlet for it, but I want it back, even if it's just to edify me. Even if that's a selfish request, Lord, I need the creativity back, because without it, there's a hole in me that's just, it's missing.
Yeah.
And so not long after that, Daryl Billings started shooting me videos of Worship Mob, and I was like, oh man, that is cool. And I slowly started getting back into picking up my guitar, and I started writing music a little bit and maybe posting a few clips of covers on YouTube, and Daryl added me to the Unite group.
Yeah.
And so, man, that first gathering that I went to last month, it blew my mind. I told Bryce when he and Carrie were up there at first leading worship, it was everything that I could do not to grab a mic and just get up there and just go forth with them.
I know what you mean.
And it was so hard. The only thing that kept me in my chair was like, they'd be like, who is this weird guy that just jumped out of his seat and grabbed
your one mic? Last thread of pride. Get you.
Yeah. And then the Songwriters Collective. Oh man, that, because I've never written a song with anybody, and just having a chance to work with, you know, Haley and Charlene and Austin, and the song that we came up with kind of had a, you know, a club kind of feel to it, you know, and just, you know, talking about what God wants to speak to the area. Because when Dustin said that night, he said, You know, you can bring in Hillsong and Chris Tomlin and all these guys, Israel and New Breed, to come in to the area and speak over it. But once they leave, that leaves, because that was not written specifically for your area. Yeah. And God spoke that to me a long time ago.
Wow.
He said, there is something to be said about the local anointing.
Yeah.
And if you don't speak it, if you don't declare what I want you to declare locally, how can you expect for it to spread in ripples nationally? You have to do what I've called you to do locally. And man,
fantastic.
We were sitting there and we were talking about, you know, what we thought God wanted the area to know. And for me, a lot of it comes down to identity.
Oh, yeah.
I've been kind of reading Ephesians chapter 1, where it talks about, thanks be to God our Father, who has blessed you in heavenly places with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So if I'm blessed in the heavenly places, I've got to be blessed down here.
Exactly.
And so if I'm blessed down here, that should change how I see myself. That makes God my mirror.
Yeah.
And so this song just kind of came out of it. And it was so cool because afterwards we were talking to Dustin. I was talking to Dustin and I was telling him about the song. And he said, watch, the song will change. If the song changes for you when you play it in a different medium, like if you were to pick up another instrument or something, it changes. So the next day, or 2 days later, I was at school and I picked up my guitar and I started singing the song, and it literally became a worship song in my classroom. Awesome. So I was like, oh, I've got to record this. And, you know, I'm a garage band novice. So, but it's just this, I don't know. I think I'm really excited to be a part of this group, because it's, I as much as I enjoy the upbeat praise songs and dancing before God like David did, really, if I could just spend my life on my face before God, just lost in His presence, I would be a happy guy.
Yeah.
I would be a happy guy. And, I mean, that's what people need.
Yeah.
That's what people need.
Yeah. Why don't you take a minute and just real quick, tell us about some dreams in your heart, like for the future, like what's, you know, when you sit down and dream of what's maybe impossible, what comes to mind? What are your biggest hopes and desires?
Well, forever I've wanted to record music.
Yeah.
I've always said that if I could get one album in my lifetime, I'd be a happy guy.
Yeah.
And it's not so much that I want the notoriety, because, you know, the touring, I'd rather be with my family and stuff like that. But I just, I felt all my life that God has put something different in me. My wife and I were just talking about this yesterday, but I felt all my life that God has put something just kind of different in me that He is cultivating. Yeah. For release. And I don't know what it is, but I feel like my dreams are really beginning to meld with, you know, with this Unite group and with what's happening in our church right now.
Yeah.
It's, and so I think right now my dreams are not singular, but they are becoming a part of just a local consciousness where really what I want to do my part to, like we were just talking about, make Jesus's name famous here.
Yeah.
Because this is my home.
Yeah.
And I want my kids growing up in an environment where Jesus's name is famous and His worship and the proclamation and declaration of His word is commonplace. It's not something that's weird and peculiar. It's just, that's what people know. That's what they come to expect. You know, when they see people on the street, there's an anointing over them that they can tangibly see. Yeah. And I don't think that that's too much to ask for.
No, absolutely not. Hey, man, I love your heart. And why don't we just close out by, man, just pray over people listening to this or area, or declare some things. Just finish us off like that.
Well, if you're listening right now, I just want to encourage you that God has chosen you. And you're not here by happenstance or by circumstance. And I believe that there are things inside of you that are stirring that you don't quite understand. But I believe right now, and I speak over you, that it's the Holy Spirit that is drawing you and is pulling you. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak over your life that those very things that are pulling at you, that are tugging at your heart, those very things that are keeping you up at night and you're not knowing what those yearnings are, what those stirrings are, I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit would break down those doors, would break down those walls, and would leave you in a state of utter shock at the holy chaos that he wreaks in your life right now. I pray right now over this area, over the churches in this area, over the pastors and worship leaders and lay ministers and congregants. I pray right now that a spirit of unity and the spirit of worship would take root, and that it would birth something unlike this world has ever seen before. I speak over Joplin and Carl Junction and Webb City and Carthage and every other surrounding area that Jesus' name will be made famous, that we will proclaim and declare what God has placed in our hearts, that we will speak in the local anointing that God has given us, and that we will set this place on fire. We will torch it. We will burn it in the name of Jesus, and that nothing will be left except the new birth that God grows up and creates as just a new forest that is just bringing forth fruit in its due season, because we will have the ever-running rivers of his Holy Spirit running through us, running through this city, running through this area. And I just pray that if you are holding back your worship, I pray that you would release it into the atmosphere. One of my favorite worship songs is Let It Rain. And I know that in the natural, rain cannot happen without moisture being absorbed from the atmosphere and creating clouds. And I just believe right now that rain will not happen here until we begin to open up our mouths and let our praise and worship be absorbed into the atmosphere. Then God will rain, and God will flood, and God will rain fire from heaven to burn our hearts. In the name of Jesus, God has big dreams for this area. God has so many big dreams for this area, for your life. God has vision for your life. God has dreams for your lives. And so I just pray that we would get on the same page as the Holy Spirit and let him do what he wants to do here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome, Justin. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. For more information about Next Gen Worship and to listen to other podcast episodes, visit nextgenworship.com.